Expressing the law of harmony. When a chela takes a real interest in the vibratory action that he allows to pass through his bodies, a state of great harmony and beauty will be expressed within his life stream. The garments of the ascended masters, the angelic host, and cherubic and seraphic guard are ever growing finer and more beautiful, as the energy pouring through the electrons is ever charged with more light, love, and balance. The Master Jesus, who ascended many centuries ago, is a far more majestic figure than at that time. As above, so should it be here below, and the life stream who has attained to maturity should be more beautiful and exquisite in face and form as the years go on, and so shall it be in the days that are to come. For an individual with a conscious knowledge of the law, it would be a glorious experience and manifestation if even a few would choose to experiment with the law of harmony and allow us freedom to create bodies such as never been seen on the earth since it was created. The Holy Christ Self of each life stream is as beautiful as the most perfect angelic being that you could conceive of, and the individual Christ Self will duplicate that beauty through any flesh form who so desires it, with a little cooperation and conscious study by the personal self. One heartbeat. As all the mankind of earth share one air, one sun, one light, one water, and one earth, so do they share in a mystic manner a pulsation which forms the heartbeat, both of their I am presence and their outer self. When the great central sun in Helios and Vesta established a humanity upon the earth, a great expulsion of energy was sent forth, which formed a stream of rhythmic pulsating fire, which like a cosmic bellows fanned every beat of the human heart. This is why it is said that mankind has but one heartbeat in common. The natural cosmic rhythm of life, which flows like the bloodstream through the human body, is tapped by every human being who wears a garment of flesh, and so long as the universal rhythm moves through the inner realm of life, so long will such a life stream have an opportunity to draw upon the limitless life and pass through the experience which will one day result in victorious mastery. As the pulse of the human body is disturbed at various times by fever and disease, so does this cosmic pulse beat on certain grave occasions begin to weaken in its flow, and at these times of cosmic crisis, the hierarchy dedicated to the service of mankind perform a cosmic transfusion, wherein they give of their own pure essence of energy to revitalize the cosmic energy current, lest the entire race perish by reason of its own self-created iniquity. The presence of the great Sanat Kumara and all succeeding avatars, including the Master Jesus, gave tremendous assistance to the sustaining of this universal mystic current. Today, as we come to the final initiation of the planet Earth, we are again faced with this cosmic fever, which affects the rhythm of its current in a very serious manner. Every unascended being who draws on this current may also feed it, if they will, by pouring back through it the substance of their own life, love, and faith and light, which makes it flow stronger. This is the service that the hierarchy is rendering at this hour, and to which we call the assistance of all sincere and earnest students who are desirous of working in the establishment and sustenance of a kingdom akin to the heavenly realm of the ascended master state.